Wouldn't it be great to have a podcast with a qualified host who can turn complicated tax content into easy to understand everyday examples? Well, finally, there is. Welcome to Talking Tax with Aidan Moran, covering everything taxation from individual to corporate, income tax, corporation tax, capital taxes, and everything in between. This is Talking Tax with Aidan Moran. Now here's your host, Aidan.
Hello and welcome to a brand new podcast from Tax Accounting Training. In this episode, I would like to examine the area around the calculation of Case 1 tax adjusted profits, which is commonly known as the add-back question. This is a very, very common exam question on both undergrad college courses and right up to professional level exams, including exams with the accounting technicians, the CAP 1 ACA exams, and of course the tax paper on the ACCA program. Well, the examiner will provide you in the exam with an income statement, and you will be required to adjust the net profit given to you in the accounts. You see, the problem is that the accountant will take a deduction as a business expense for a whole range of expenses, but revenue might not actually give you tax relief for these same expenses. So the objective of this exercise or question is to turn the accounting profit prepared by the accountant into a taxable profit, or the tax-adjusted profit, which will be used by the tax advisor in preparing a tax computation. We are adding back expenses, which means that we are increasing my profits, and therefore we will increase my tax bill. What do you need to remember? Well, you need to ask yourself, are the expenses incurred wholly and exclusively for the purposes of the business or trade? Are they really business expenses? In terms of our national legislation, well, Section 81 of the Taxes Consolidation Act 1997 deals with some of these non-allowable expenses, but in practice, there are many. So, to start, well, depreciation is always added back. What is depreciation? Well, depreciation represents the wear and tear on business assets which are used within the business, and the accountant will depreciate the asset over its useful economic life. For example, I bought a car for business use and I think my car should be depreciated over, let's say, 4 years. Well, maybe it could last 5 years. Or maybe you think my car will last 15 years. So this concept of depreciation over its life is quite subjective. And on that basis that we can't form a consensus of how long the asset will actually last, well, revenue are not going to allow any form of depreciation. It's simply added back. Instead, revenue may allow a deduction in the form of capital allowances, which reflect the fact that there is wear and tear on assets. And we will look at the area of capital allowances in a future episode. I do know that depreciation may be allowed in certain circumstances when dealing with intellectual property, but that's really outside the scope of today's session. Really, 9 times out of 10, you can take it that depreciation is always at a back. So what else is not allowed? Well, what about an individual who trades as a sole trader and takes drawings out of the business? Well, just because he walks into a shop, opens a till, and takes out 500,000 euro, that does not make the $500,000 a business expense. And I don't really care what you call it. We can call it drawings or salaries or fees or bonuses or even commission. I don't really mind. If the owner takes something out of the business for himself, it is going to be disallowed and therefore it is going to be added back. What about client entertainment? Well, client entertainment is always disallowed. Revenue will not give you any form of tax deduction for any form of client entertainment. Full stop. I could not be any clearer. So going out and having a couple of drinks or a meal with potential clients is not allowed. It's not a case one expense. I'd love to go on a worldwide cruise costing $100,000 and bring you, one of my clients, along with me, and we can get a case one tax relief on it. But unfortunately, client entertainment is not allowed as a case one or case two business expense. What about staff entertainment? Is that allowed? What if I want to bring my staff out bowling or to an adventure team building day out or even the annual Christmas party? What would you do? Would you allow it? And for those of you who would disallow my annual Christmas party or my annual staff day out, well, I wouldn't like to work for you. Any form of staff entertainment, it is allowed, but it really must be reasonable.
You've been listening to Talking Tax with Aidan Moran. Aidan is a fully qualified chartered accountant, a chartered tax advisor. He's a full-time tax and accounting lecturer and has over 15 years working in the area. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us at taxexams.ie. For questions and comments, send an email to info@taxexams.ie and join our Facebook group at Tax Accounting Training. See you next time.